This spring, the Alaska Republican Party came out against an initiative that would regulate marijuana like alcohol. Now, some conservatives are declaring their support for Proposition 2. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez reports.
The conservative coalition was introduced in the lobby of the initiative's public relations firm, and reporters outnumbered the outreach team's three members. There was Bruce Schulte, a district chair for the party, Danny Bickford, a former officer of the Anchorage Young Republicans, who is now working on the marijuana campaign, and then there was talk radio host Eddie Burke, who characterized the proposition as an issue that would resonate with the Tea Party.
When you start breaking down those liberties and freedom issues, that's when people understand it's nothing to do with smoking or not smoking or whether you're going to use it or not use it. It has to do with government making decisions for you that they shouldn't.
Now, while the marijuana proposition polls better with people on the left side of the spectrum, no ballot measure campaign ever wants to be branded as partisan. Take, for example, the recent oil tax referendum. Both sides insisted they appealed to people of all political stripes, even if polling suggested a person's position on the issue was likely to correlate with their ideology. Republican and Democratic lawmakers jumped into the fray on both sides. Now, we're seeing the same thing happen with the marijuana initiative, only the pro side is running into a little more trouble with that than the antis. Hardly any elected officials have taken public stances in support of the marijuana initiative. There's Democratic congressional candidate Forrest Dunbar and Democratic state legislator David Guttenberg, and that's about it. No Republicans running for office have explicitly said they will vote for the initiative. Coalition member Bruce Schulte thinks that's because there's a stigma attached to favoring marijuana legalization.
I think it would be hard for any legislator to come out on behalf of an activity which is in fact illegal.
The Alaska Republican Party has also taken a stand against the initiative to regulate and tax marijuana. At their annual convention in May, 75% of delegates voted for a resolution opposing Proposition 2. Schulte was in the minority, arguing that legalizing marijuana promoted smaller government.
There's good people that, you know, that went to that convention. They have their own reasons for opposing Prop 2. I happen to disagree with them. I will work side by side with those same folks on other issues and for other campaigns. But on this one, I disagree with them.
Party Chair Peter Goldberg says the official position on the marijuana measure is firm, but he understands there is some diversity of opinion among Republicans.
There's some Republicans that believe it should be legalized. That's fine. But as a party and individually, I feel it should be more difficult to get marijuana.
The opposition group Big Marijuana, Big Mistake has a number of high-profile Republicans backing it, like former Governor Frank Murkowski, who co-hosted a fundraiser on the group's behalf. Christina Wolston, a spokesperson for Big Marijuana, Big Mistake, believes her group has a stronger claim to having more conservative support.
The Alaska League of Republican Women voted to support the No on 2 campaign, and they also made a financial contribution. The Republican Party has supported, and then also Republican candidates have also lined up to support the No on 2 campaign.
Wolston also points to support from Democrats, like former Governor Bill Sheffield and Deborah Williams, who previously directed the Alaska Democratic Party. As for the party itself, it's avoided entering the marijuana debate. The Democrats didn't consider a resolution on that proposition at their convention, even though they weighed in on other measures. While the marijuana initiative hasn't gotten much public support from the state's elected leaders, the few public polls done on the question show a tight race, with most giving the initiative the edge. So why might that be? Pollster Mark Hellenthal thinks the marijuana measure might be susceptible to something known as a social desirability bias, where people publicly take a position they think matches the social norms, even though they might vote the other way. That could be especially true for office holders.
Public figures don't want to get branded as a druggie, and so they're somewhat reluctant to lend their name even though they may be very supportive.
Of course, the only way to find out if the public sentiment matches the private one is to wait for the election returns on November 4th. In Anchorage, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.